Go ahead.
Okay, I call the CRA meeting. Is that where we're on first? Yep, this is a community reinvestment agency meeting. I call to order. We have the representatives of the board of the CRA, Randy Spalding, Nick Kenska, Garrett Mansell, Aaron Mann, Nathan Lowerson, and Larry Jacobson present. I ask the members of the board to consider the meeting minutes from June 26, 2025, and I would take a motion. Nathan?
A motion to approve the minutes.
Have a motion to approve those minutes. Do I have a second? Second from Nick, thank you very much. Discussion on motion to approve minutes? Okay, seeing no discussion, those in favor of the motion to adopt the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous, thank you for that.
Mayor, can I just clarify, it's just a ratification of the minutes? You don't necessarily need a vote. You could ask for general consent.
Okay, well, I can ask for consent anytime I want. I'm gonna ask for consent on approval of the agenda. Do I have consent on tonight's agenda for the CRA meeting? Seeing no objection, we have approval of the agenda. Next, we have resolution CRA 2601. This is a resolution adopting the budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Just to make everybody aware, the Community Reinvestment Agency, again, is a separate legal entity. This is just described by the mayor. The budget is included, however, in our city budget that you all just reviewed and looked at. The only item of interest in the budget this year is to potentially expend some funds on professional consulting service ability, reporting requirements, and things that we need to do with the state. So the state of the project that was moving forward in the CRA is still a little bit of limbo. County believes it to be non-existent, but we have some reason to maybe argue that, so we might be doing that in the future to kind of see what happens with the current project that was set up and kind of planned out with the whole Maloof project. So yet to be determined exactly what happens there, but there's really not much to talk about here other than there may be some expense in reporting.
Thank you, Justin. And I looked at that budget, but I can't remember what we might be anticipating on expenses there.
It's about $4,500.
$4,500.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. The resolution is before the council to adopt the budget. Garrett?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution CRA 26-01.
We have a motion from Garrett, a second from Nathan, thank you, to adopt the CRA 2601 resolution adopting the budget. Any discussion on that motion? We're just kind of treading water.
Hello.
That's a good question. It's a significant enough expense that probably next year or two we need to fish a cut date.
Yeah. And we've had ongoing discussions on that very topic. We haven't got a recommendation yet. I mean, Justin went to battle against the county to say no. We didn't trigger the period that we would start measuring the increased value in property tax and therefore generate a tax increment funding. So, yeah, it's a difference of opinion. Certainly the county, as Justin said, considers it dead. There's another interested party.
And we've not, there's no agreements or promises or anything.
have, the council has committed $500,000, but it was predicated on a number of things that have not happened and won't happen in the state that the CRA is in, as I see it. So we don't owe money. I mean, it was a tax increment, right? They have to earn the tax increment before before we spend money on the tax, on the infrastructure. Am I missing anything? Thank you. Anyone opposed to voting? Seeing no opposition, I don't know if we have to call the roll on CRAs. Parliamentarian says no. Those in favor of adopting the budget for the CRA for the next fiscal year, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We're at the end of the agenda for the CRA, and so I will adjourn the meeting without opposition. Seeing none, we're adjourned.